Blog Talk Radio.
The great integrity expresses one. One manifests as two. Two is transformed into three. And three generates all the myriad entities, the universe. Every entity always returns to yin after engaging yang. The fusion of these two opposites births vital energy that sustains the harmony of life. And last night and tonight we have a beautiful full moon in this first song to get us going, and then we'll come back and start answering the phone lines for some readings. It's from our friends Woven Green, and this song is Before Moonlit Night. Michael, and I'm the host and co-creator, co-founder of the Main Street Universe Radio Network here on Blog Talk Radio. And Main Street Universe is now a network of five shows currently, soon to be more. The first one is Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, myself and hostess Janice Main Street Universe, the one that started it all. My friend Kevin Baird and I founded that show. Fridays, we have tonight a special broadcast at 6 p.m. that we're doing opening the phone lines to do some readings. And later this evening, if you stay tuned or go do whatever it is you have to do and then come back, I imagine, 12 o'clock midnight will be our show, Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour, with hostess Jessie Ann Nichols George. And Jessie is the author of two books. One is Activating Compassion. The other one is Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour. So 12 p.m., that's tonight. I'm sorry, that's 12 a.m. when it's midnight. Forgive me. So this evening at 12, technically Saturday, will be Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour. And every Friday. Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Darren Bouquet with his show Transcendence. Darren is a palmistry tarot reader, intuitive consultant at Marie Laveau's House of Voodoo in the magical city of New Orleans. So 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Darren's a great reader. Definitely encourage anyone to check it out. He's been doing this a while. And at a few fun and interesting places like Marie Laveau's House of Voodoo in New Orleans, and including where I met him here in Fairfax, Virginia at the shop Sticks and Stones. On Monday evenings, Kevin Baird does his show at 9 p.m. Eastern. And it's Walking on the Sidewalk, A Horizon Oracle's Journey. And Kevin can be found at www.templeofgaia.com. He has artwork there and other things. You can buy his Horizon Oracle deck, which is the deck that I will be reading from this evening, which is the deck that he will be reading from this evening, of course, as its creator and primary student of the Horizon Oracle deck. So it's www.templeofgaia.com. And Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. time, right now our only a.m. show is Mary Phelan and her show Inner Wisdom. So 11:30 a.m., Inner Wisdom with Mary Phelan. Mary Phelan is a longtime metaphysical practitioner, and she's a 14-year television hostess veteran with her show Telepathic TV on the Fairfax Radio Network, television network. So be sure to check her out at 11:30 a.m. Tuesdays. And those are our five shows: Main Street Universe, Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour, Transcendence with Darren Bouquet, Walking on the Sidewalk with Kevin Baird, and Inner Wisdom. And of course, then we take other nights where we do a special broadcast, but these nights will probably be filled soon with other hosts. We're out there looking for other hosts to fill the network and have pretty much every night be a broadcast night. So I'm going to go ahead right now and bring on my co-host here, the creator of the Horizon Oracle deck, Mr. Kevin Baird. And welcome, Kevin. As I'm not in the studio, there's no cymbals crashing today.
Hello. How are you?
Doing well. Doing well. Extremely busy week. But I'm glad to be here and glad to be back on the air with you again. Kevin is the person I founded Main Street Universe with, and we used to be together every Wednesday at our studio at Cafe Fairfax, Wednesday at 11 a.m., used to be our old time. And it's an interesting experience, and it's been an interesting journey, hasn't it, since we started this network?
Absolutely.
It really has been. It's been an amazing year and a half, maybe a little more, and the people we've met and the experiences and the life changes that has happened since we started and the life exploration of myself since I've started is pretty amazing in its own right, that not only am I exploring these topics, but having the show and doing the research, I'm exploring my own self and recognizing how to work through limitations and blockages that I had in my own self, as well as discussing these things with others. So it's been a pretty amazing journey, both out in the world and out in bringing others in to what we do and interviewing them and everything else, as well as just my own internal journey that has sort of gone along with having this show and this network and meeting people that probably thought I'd never meet. Well, Kevin, we have a caller. We actually have a few callers, and this is a reading show this evening, so I think I'm just going to go ahead and open the phone line for our first caller. 510, you're on the air.
Hi, Kevin. This is Kate.
Hello.
Hi. Can I get a reading regarding my career search? I'm looking for a new job, and I'm hoping something's going to come up soon for me.
All right. Well, while I am pulling your cards together here, I invite everybody that's listening out there waiting to take a reading and also listening in archive that you can go out to my website, which is at templeofgaia.com, and go down through the menu, and that you can see the cards that we're going to be reading with today, that they start with the 1 o'clock hour on through the 12 o'clock hour, and you can make notes as we go along, so that way when the things that we talk about during the reading come up for you over the next 90 days, so like 90 seconds out to like 90 days out, that you can go back and refer to the website to sort of like have follow-up information instead of having to contact us. You can just go to the website and see the detail about it, and that way you can get a little more information and remember what we talked about. But the first thing that's coming up that I see for you is the 242 card in reverse, and that's about agreements. Okay, so 242 is about agreements, and with it being in the reverse position, it's a message about an individual or group will ask if you agree with their idea. So you said you were looking and wondering about employment. With the agreement card coming up in reverse, this talks about people that you may have known in the employment world trying to contact you about something in the future coming up, or something that you had connected to recently looking for a position. They're going to come back to you and say, hey, we think we found a match for you. And that makes me think that, you know, it might be a recruiting company or something, but the agreement card is really just a message about people signing down and making an agreement, so like an agreement for employment, that kind of stuff. Okay. Any questions so far?
No, this is okay. Interesting.
And then the second one here, because I read in what I call companion groups, which is just basically two cards, and the companion to the agreement is also in reverse, and it's the drawing card, D-R-A-W-I-N-G, and it's associated with the time 6:43. And just give everybody a chance who's listening to go and look at the drawing card in reverse, and it talks about someone needs your help to make their dream a reality. So this is really painting a picture that you have things that are coming up for you, that the outside world is interested in you coming into their life. Daniel, what do you see for that? And do you have cards for her?
I did not draw cards, as she had specifically asked you. And what I did think, though, and while you were saying everything, is I definitely get a strong feeling of her talents being recognized sometimes in the near future, especially when you know, both cards lead to that. The drawing card is someone, you know, needing you. So somebody will have an idea, meaning somebody's going to want to expand, somebody's going to want to do something new, and they will ask you to be part of it. So both cards are kind of lending themselves to that, both the agreement card in reverse and the drawing card in reverse. So I definitely think that something is going to be coming up for her soon.
Okay. Good. That's very good. Thank
you.
Now,
the interesting thing about Daniel and me sort of reading with the same cards is that there are sometimes in readings that we do for people on radio shows to where Daniel and I will almost draw the same card for the person that's calling, and there's 111 possibilities of cards can be drawn, but there's a validation that comes through when he up in D.C. and me over in southern Illinois near St. Louis draw similar cards, and this speaks that the universe has this as a plan or message for you. So,
okay. Wow, that's powerful. That's great. Very interesting. Thank you both very, very much.
Sure.
Good insight.
All right. And there's even a possibility that this could be something, Kevin, I don't know if you're getting a vibration from this, but something entrepreneurial even, like maybe somebody asked her to be part of some new thing, a new idea, a new business, a new something, and go, oh, maybe you can really help me get this going. So I see a couple different potential opportunities here.
Can you give me a time frame on that? I know that might be difficult.
Kevin?
That's the next 90 seconds to like 90 days. It could be 9 days even.
Okay.
Usually, with this deck, it's usually within those 3 months or within the 90 days.
Okay. That sounds great. I like entrepreneurial things. That excites me. So I'm looking forward to that.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for joining us tonight.
Thank you. Bye-bye, folks.
That's 5-1. And as I'm turning the mic off now, sometimes it spins around and swirls around and happens a little slow. Take notice. And Kevin, yeah, I almost got from those two because it's the first, which is the new idea kind of card in some ways in reverse. It's like somebody coming up with something new and going, oh, I bet you can help me with this.
Exactly, and they're wanting it to happen.
Mm-hmm. And I want to thank all the listeners in the chat room, by the way. And if anybody is in chat, if they would like a chat reading, if we have the available time with the callers, then feel free to, you know, ask for a general message or a question. And we do have another caller on the line, and I'm going to go ahead and bring them on. And it's 949. Give me just a second to get the microphone on. 949, you're on the air on Main Street Universe. Hello?
Hi. Hi. Hi, Kevin.
How are you this evening?
Good. Good. I would like to say that I never called this show before, but I've spoken with Kevin on his Monday night show, and when he's read for me, things do occur between the 90 seconds that he says and 90 days.
Well, that's great.
It's pretty amazing. I just wanted to find out about this guy. Well, first I should ask about this legal situation. For some reason, I feel that a transitional good change has occurred in regards to a custody issue with my ex-husband. I've put in some paperwork in response to him. So I just wanted to find out, is that okay? And then something about love.
Okay. I'm going to draw some cards for this one, Kevin. You can, too, if you wish.
Go ahead.
We kind of swap sometimes, or sometimes we both do it. Julie's kind of do it.
Okay.
Well, one's kind of falling out at me here, so I'm going to go with that one.
Okay.
Kind of the rule. All right. And what I got straight away here is the first card associated with time 319 is the Storms card. And the Storm card is reminding me a bit of some of the situation you're mentioning, is that there's going to be some drama here, and there's going to be some difficulty. This can tend to be something to pass, like a passing storm, but there's going to be some difficulty. The next card I got was associated with the 902, and that's the Hiding card in reverse. So I'm seeing that like something could be revealed, like some sort of truth or bad habit or bad behavior could pot- potentially be revealed here.
On his part?
It's facing away from me, so I'm saying yes. How people, a bad behavior on their behalf could potentially be revealed.
Yeah, I for some reason I felt like the negativity has been lit.
And in fact, this card even speaks to people, not in your case because it's away or reversed, as they would say in tarot. There's someone sort of avoiding action. There's fear involved. It's a mess when it's the hiding card because there's fear. There's some, you know, maybe things being revealed that they don't want. There's bad behavior. There's patterns of behavior that don't work that are being repeated. So what I'm going to do is draw two more cards for more, because sometimes the universe sends us messages in ways that are around the situation, but you specifically said, is this going to work out for you, right? So see how it's going to go. It seems like that legal matter will work out, and Kevin will like this, because the second card in this is the permission card.
Oh, yeah.
And that is the card of, quite literally, of just like it says, and if you look at the picture, it's a picture of someone sort of holding up a degree or a certificate, and it's upright, so it's for you, and you're receiving permission to move on.
Or it could be, you know, something like a restraining order or something.
Whatever the case is, but it's working in her favor.
Absolutely.
You still there? Oh,
I'm here.
But that's about as strong as a card you can get for. Hold on, see if that's her. Hello, is that you again?
Yes.
Sorry, I think we lost you there for a minute.
Yeah, you lost me there.
Your ending card was the permission card, which is all about legal stuff working out in your favor.
Oh, wonderful.
And Kevin, you definitely agree with that. That's about, so that's a pretty interesting card to pull up. It was permission card, upright. So
that's great. I kind of felt, I knew the lift, and I hadn't heard from him all week, which was kind of strange. He hasn't sent the email. He hasn't even called his son, so I'm like, okay, what is that? I felt like something was up in regard, like there's going to finally be some relief from this whole situation. That's great. In regards to love, I wanted to find out about Chris, what's to come or what would be in regards to love.
Kevin, I'll let you draw these cards.
I haven't spoken to him since February.
Okay. You there, Kevin?
I am. I just dropped a whole bunch of stuff on the floor here. I'm trying to throw together a salad for potluck tomorrow. Beltane, and that where it's my first circle here in Illinois, so I'm trying to throw together. They do a potluck usually, and it's vegetarian, so I'm trying to get all that ready so that it can sit overnight. But I sort of miss what you guys are doing just because of the chaos.
Okay.
The cat ran out of the room.
His name is Chris. I'm in love with him, and you know, I've been, you know, we had went through we haven't spoken to each other because he has things to do. You know, there's something going on his end in a relationship, and he needs to get out of that and to move forward. I'm a person that I have dreams and premonitions of things, and, you know, in regards to moving forward, he needs to clean that up to move forward with me. And I just wanted to know what was going on. Has he started working on that and doing that? And do you see him moving forward soon?
All right. Well, the cards that I've drawn is the Detached in reverse, and that's associated with the time 5:44. And with it being in reverse, it talks about him working with a group or an individual to help him overcome some things, and that they are overwhelmed. Like the whole system that he's trying to work with to get things going is overwhelmed, because the definition for detached in reverse is a group or individual is too overwhelmed to think about your matter. So this tells me that he's sort of like going to be in a neutral zone for a time, maybe until summertime, and then, you know, he starts feeling a little warmer, the bones are moving around a little better, and that he might be able to do better than what he has so far. So I would say nothing for like the next 3 months. As you've known it, so you will know it. But there is some things that he's working on that he's trying to write down and get resolved, or that it's about you, because I'm looking at the pressing card, and that is facing you, and that's associated with the time 7:50. So pressing 7:50 facing you says that write down your ideas no matter how minor they are. So with the pressing card coming in and telling you to write down your ideas and to work on the things that you would like to see happen in your life, that's telling me that they have him sort of caught in the quicksand out there and keeping him busy, so you can really take a second and third look at your life and decide what it is that you really want to have in your life. And that maybe he shouldn't be a part of the picture, and by the universe giving you a separation, it gives you an idea of, like, okay, are you getting along? Because they say that, separation or distance makes the heart grow fonder. And if you are falling deeper in love with him with every distant day, or with the days that go by that you don't connect with him, then it's likely that you do have a future together. But I would say the universe wants you to look at what's really important in your life, because of us looking at the pressing card facing you, to write down your ideas no matter how minor they are and try to stick to those. Even if you have to put them on your smartphone and put them in one of those little lists that you can look at from time to time, that's what I see.
Right.
Daniel?
I had talked to you about that before, and you said something about a vacation coming up, but I just wanted to see if that was still going to happen in the next 90 days. So I thought maybe I was going to be talking to him. I'm still in love with him. Of course, my heart has always grown fonder. It's just on his side. I would like to know what's going on with him. Like, what is he doing to make change or create change in his life? Because, you know, I have to keep moving, and I keep creating change for me, because I have stuff to do, such as school, and I have a son to raise. So I have to keep moving. So as I've been waiting, basically, kind of, for him. So I just wanted to see if that was still going on, if he still thinks about me, and is he trying to think about creating change?
Well, I'd say at present, there's no information about that. So everything still stands as it was. It's just that the universe is giving you time. And the thing is that you're asking me about information that I gave you before. The universe doesn't tend to repeat itself. So if you were able to retain what it is that I said, and they know that you know what I said, then they're going to give you additional information that's going to support the situation.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So trust that whatever I said before, because I channel, I pull from whatever's told to me, I tell it to you. It's not something that, you know, I remember, you know, because it's like a speech or something that I gave. This is straight
right.
from the source.
Oh, right, right. Yeah, it was just about a vacation, and still it'll be, you know, like you said, within a 90-day period. I was just curious if there was any additional things going on in regards to that situation and his thoughts in moving forward to create change in his life.
That well, was- I would say that based on the pressing card showing up here is that the universe is looking for you to stop being stagnant about something. Like you're waiting for the universe to come to you, and the universe has been waiting for you to go out to it. Like you came here before you were born with a plan, and if you're not following through with that plan, then everything is on hold. It's almost like, you know, they're waiting for you are the MC of the ceremonies, and like everybody's out in the audience waiting, and they're like talking amongst themselves, is she going to do something?
Oh my goodness.
What is she waiting on? Does she got one of those things in her ear that someone's talking to her? See?
Oh.
So,
okay.
You are the MC.
Okay.
And then
all
you
right.
have to go back and listen to the show and archive. So you can get part of what I just said, because I was also pulling from that same source as I was explaining that to you as well.
Oh. Yeah.
And you're starting to break up.
I don't know. I mean, I at least I thought I was doing what I was supposed to be doing, which is, you know, living and finishing my school stuff at education. And
okay, then that's all in motion. And if he were to come in, then somehow that would be put on hold, or the interest that drives your progress would lessen or weaken. So everything happens the way it's supposed to, and he's not in your life right now, so that you can focus on who you are and how you're going to influence your children and your grandchildren and everything.
Right. Okay.
Well.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it would have been nice if, Bob, I'm going to see, I mean, I'm going to wait for this manifestation of this vacation, because that's definitely something to be excited and look forward to, so. Yes. I'll be happy for that. Thank you so much.
Mm. Yeah, I think what Kevin is saying is that he was kind of saying, like, the reason for the pause is because you did start doing the right thing. So there's a bit of a pause because you're focusing on the things you should. And honestly, sometimes a romantic partner can interfere with those things. So maybe the universe is just providing you with a little pause, a little break. Like, you might be impatient about it, but there are times that will be better. Like you said, you had distraction reversed. Those are, you know, it's kind of as it sounds. Like, so it's not bad news. It's just like sometimes a reading is about take this action now, this will work. And sometimes they're about, you know what, sometimes this little break in the action isn't necessarily a bad thing while you get stuff in order.
Right. That's true. That is true. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right. And thank you very much for calling.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. All right, Kevin, and the next caller here.
Yes.
Is Mary Lou Who? Are you
Hello.
There?
I am here. Thank you.
Welcome. Welcome to Main Street Universe.
I was just wondering if I could get just any message from Spirit.
Okay. And I'll go ahead and take this one. Kevin took the last one. All right, what I'm going to do, haven't done this yet tonight, but I'm going to shuffle, and I'm going to have you stop me from shuffling. Just say stop. I'm shuffling now. This one's all of your energy. Shuffling.
Make sure you shuffle it really well. Okay, stop.
All right. I was going to say also remember it's radio.
Oh, darn.
Okay. This is actually a pretty good one. The setting sun card, and that's associated with time 9:15. And the card after that, because as if you listen to myself and Kevin now, and now I've used this deck now as my primary one, we usually draw them in twos. It's almost as if to say, oh, no little message is alone there by itself. But the setting sun card is kind of exactly how it sounds. It's about things associated with the West, looking towards the West, maybe traveling there, maybe even receiving some help from someone from the West. And the next card is associated with time 4:40, and it's the burdens card, and it's a card about letting things go. So you set a general message, and from these two cards, and I'll probably draw two more, but from these two, this is actually the entire vibration I'm getting from this reading is one of a little bit of relaxation and meditation and releasing of burdens, as if the universe is saying, okay, when you're in that bad mood or whatever it is you think is you're stressing out about or is too big or whatever, there's always that time in that moment, even if you think there isn't, to be quiet and to be still and to just sort of have a meditative moment. And by meditative, I mean either that being an actual meditative practice, such as I might do or some many other people might do, or it can mean something as simple as taking a walk into nature. And when you're doing so, letting go of baggage from the past, letting go of things that don't serve you, letting go of things that might upset you from the past, and knowing that you can sort of go forward, or in this case, it was the setting sun card was the first one, and it has that relaxed sort of Western West Coast energy about it to me when I see that card. And I'm going to draw two more. And again, there's a lot of calmness here and a lot of waiting and patience. I know that sounds strange for a reading because a lot of times readings are about action, like, oh, you should go do this and you should go do that. But the second card of this is the 537 card, excuse me, which is the measuring card. And this one is in reverse. And here's what I'm getting from this whole thing, all four cards. I'm going to wrap them up and put them together for you. Through a bit of internal searching, which sometimes it's time to do that, internal letting go of baggage, some internal and external practices doing this, at the end of it, you will come to notice someone else making a drastic change in their life. And this person might have an effect on you. Like someone, like you have one of those inspired moments when you see somebody and you admire them and go, oh, I want to do that. I'm kind of getting a eureka moment from this potentially in the near future for you. Like, but through walking through the steps of clearing out old baggage and old things that you don't need, even if you think you still do, and even if you don't think of them as baggage, there are certain things that are time to let go. And then kind of go through a meditative process, go through a walk in the woods, whatever it is that does that for you, or an actual meditative process as well, or program. And somewhere through a time of quiet soul searching, you'll start to see things that you admire and that might inspire a direction you may want to go in the near future. And may even attract someone to help you do this. It's like admiring someone else's work, admiring someone else coming to you, if that makes sense.
And repeat that again?
I was saying as if admiring someone else's work, admiring what they do, and then maybe even becoming a part of it. So something new may come to inspire you to do that.
Okay.
So it's kind of a calm reading. You know, some readings are a lot of action. This one is about letting go of things, but some help may be on the way from someone that's very interesting, and you go, oh, maybe I'll be part of that, or maybe I'll do that, or maybe it could be anything, an inspiration for a new job. It could be just a project. It could be even romantic, but it's first about letting go of past stuff to open that door.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Sure. And the one that stuck out to me the most on this one was the burdens card, which that's the one of someone he's still dragging around. Well, it's a he in the picture. It looks, I guess, kind of like a he. And they're pulling a bunch of stuff they don't need to be pulling anymore. So it's about letting go. It's kind of a meditative thing, letting go of stuff you don't need anymore, letting go of emotional stuff you don't need anymore.
And what was the time associated with that card?
4:40 is the time for the burdens card.
Well, what's that mean, the time?
Well, the time association, you can, is different meanings, including one can be it's just its numerological meaning. For example, in the card before, you know, 915, this one's 440, and that would be 8. It could be, okay, it's time to really take action on this issue. Or it could be something associated with the time of day. It also, if you go to Kevin's website, Temple of Gaia, you can look at the cards by finding their time association. And then you can go, oh, okay, like if you listen to this back and go, oh, I'm going to listen back to this and refer to those time associations, which makes it a little easier to find the cards again. The tarot has a numerology attached to them, too. It's not exactly the same, but there's a similarity. This is an oracle deck, which is a little bit different from the tarot, and it's one that Kevin created. So there's time associations. And as far as in a practicality way, they help you find the cards easier, like in the book or in the website.
Well, think about the time 4:40 in the day, like midday 4:40. It's almost closing time. You know, it's 20 minutes from 5 p.m.
Yeah, you're
and
letting
sometimes people have so much work that they have to do to get done that there's no way that they can be done by 5 o'clock. And that they feel like they're being dragged down. It's like, there's no way. And it's like, my approach to the 5 p.m. time is being slowed. And the happiness that I will know once 5 o'clock is here and that I can be going home and watching my favorite TV show or seeing my family or my friends or whatever. That's not going to happen because I have the woe of this wait that I have to get finished.
And
likewise, at 4:40 a.m., it's
and
almost,
Kevin, people pressuring them to keep carrying that weight, but it's up to you to go, you know what, I can let this go. Tomorrow will be another day. So it's about letting go of things that you think, it's letting go of things that aren't serving you.
Okay. Wow, thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you, Mary Lou, for calling.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Have
all
a
right.
Nice evening, guys.
All right. Thank you very much for calling Main Street Universe.
All right. Good night.
Good night. And all right. And we have someone, I think, that dropped out and came back. So I'm going to put them on. And Kevin, I'll let you take this one if you got your salad ready or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
This is 724. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Missy. Oh,
okay.
Hi, I was just calling to see what came up for my love life, if there's a partner for me this year. Or
Kevin?
I definitely see, like I'm looking at the 9:30 card, and the title for this is Awareness. 930, and it shows a pair of eyes looking back at us with the third eye chakra sort of in a spark between the eyes. And it's talking about consciousness, intuitiveness, intuition, and then our awareness and how we're perceiving and receiving all the things that are going on out there. Now, the next card that's up is the 941, and the title for this is Repercussions, and it shows an individual sort of leaning back from seeing some kind of like big lightning strike thing that's happening in somewhat of a circle in the air, or it could be that the sky is breaking, or, oh no, Chicken Little, the sky is falling kind of stuff, or whatever. I see that there is a person coming into your life that is going to be coming from a zone or a place where there was a catastrophe. So it would be one where they might be a first responder, or they might be someone who moved from New Orleans where Katrina hit, or that they moved from New York where Sandy hit. But that's what I see, in that because they have that thing that impacted them, that their awareness and appreciation for life is totally different than your average bear out there, if you see what I'm saying.
Yeah. Interesting. So, do you know when this person?
It could be next week.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Dale, and I used to live in New York.
Okay.
So it could be like a responder or a firefighter or somebody of that nature, or just somebody in some sort of protective situation type job, you think, maybe?
Or that they could have gone up to support the...
Right, they could have just been volunteer.
Sandy or Katrina, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that's cool. Okay, all right, well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, thank you for joining us. Thank you for calling.
You have a great day.
You have a great evening. All right. We have another caller here, and that is 502. Just give me a second.
Hi.
502, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
Yep. And go ahead. General message or question?
On a reading. General.
All right. And I'll take this one, Kev. Kev took the last one.
All right.
The cards here. Just give me a second. Clean the deck a little bit. And, oh, one kind of jumped out at me. And then I'm going to go with one more time in this one. All right. As a general message from the universe, this card is kind of interesting. It's a little bit similar to the last reading that I had just done. And it's the card The Curb. And a little bit like the Burdens card, it's not exactly the same, but It is about making room. Basically, in the imagery of the card, it's someone taking stuff out to the curb. It's very simple. It's like you're cleaning out the basement, you're cleaning out the attic, you're getting stuff that you don't need to make room for new things in your life. And it's like a cleansing time, like, okay, or it could be also very practical, right? Like you just have to, or you're moving, or whatever the case is, but it's getting the stuff out, making room for it. And the next card, and that was facing upright, and the next card is associated with the time 419, and this card is known as the Levy card. And this particular card I often see as there's a couple different ways that I look at it. And of course, Kevin is the primary student and creator of this deck, and I'm sort of the secondary, but I have my own ways of looking at it. I see this as a card that means, okay, you're ready to go, just like the first card saying, okay, you're ready to go, you're taking things out, you're clearing things, you're taking things to the curb, but you're feeling a little stagnant. Maybe you're even, like, a little panicky about it.
Yeah.
And it's really that feeling of, he's literally in the picture trying to push a boat in dry land almost, you know, but he's in, like, this little tiny pond of water. So what I'm going to do, because I don't want a reading to end on that, I think that's just more of, like, hey, maybe,
yeah.
I'm going to shuffle, and then tell me when to stop shuffling. Here it is. Here's the sound of the shuffling. And I'm shuffling now, and tell me when to stop. Shuffling, shuffling, shuffling.
Stop.
Okay. Now. All right. And this is pretty much just about trusting your vision and seeing things clearly and having faith in it. So as I've said before, some cards are all about action and charge forward, just like in the tarot you might have, you know, the Knight of Wands charging forward. This is one about getting a different clear view, getting above the pettiness and the drama, and anyone else's pettiness or drama, and then not really worrying about. Sometimes we can get really caught up in what others think or what other people think doing.
Yeah.
So this is really about clearing away all of that and keeping your focus and getting up, because the other card is the Vista card, which is about stepping above, high up, above the pettiness, above whatever anybody thinks, and remembering that you're not always going to be paddling on dry land, and that what can keep you there, what can keep you feeling like you're paddling on dry land is sitting around thinking about, you know, these things, what the other people are thinking about you, around you, and their distorted views. It's the distortion card in reverse, which means it's the quality of others associated with the card. So
yeah.
They have a distorted view of you, and it's not up to you to I understand that's more difficult to say than to do, but to not stress it, you know, and to understand that things will clear. And they feel stagnant, they feel frustrating, but they're going to clear, and it's just because any other person's opinion in there, that's just going to be, that's always just going to be. But it's about
but
you.
But I'm going it the right way. I mean, you can't have so right. I made a huge decision, and I know I have to make the decision between one person or another, and suffering a little bit because I didn't want to make the other one suffer, but I feel it's right because I need to be happy and I do worry about my family and everybody thinking, but I just wonder if the universe is saying that if I'm going the right way.
Okay, I'm going to actually just go ahead and draw two more cards. I'm going to draw them and according to this, it actually says yes.
Yeah.
As the two cards, and if Kevin's listening, he's the creator of the deck, so I think he would agree. The first one is the tracks card. You're laying down the tracks. You're doing that's almost like the road work kind of a thing. And over time, people will start to see the positivity in this and in your abilities. And it's the abilities card. It actually is the abilities card. And this card is about, you know, it's someone standing there. They're showing off all their different talents. It takes a while.
Yeah.
It's kind of a blue-collar reading, if you will.
Yeah.
It's like you're laying down a track work. You're getting things done. It may take a while, but you will be seen for your talents as time goes on. You know, it's not instantaneous, but it'll be coming around.
Got it. Gotcha. Oh, my God. Yeah.
But it is, it is about being very mindful, because the abilities card, I see it's like they're holding up these whole bunch of symbols and runes and balloons and everything that look like, you know, everybody can see your talents, but it involves you staying active and making sure, because you're using those abilities, not just showing them, but using them. That's how other people see them. So they will see them, but it's, like I said, it's very blue collar. With the tracks card, it's literally like somebody laying down railroad tracks. So there's work, but it's gonna be all right.
Yeah, I'm sure there won't be some work, but I just started, so, and it has been very difficult, but
I see a lot of hard work, but positivity.
Absolutely. Oh, my God, thank you so much. I'm going to check on your website and go from there to get some updates with you. And
right.
For waiting. So.
Absolutely.
All right, thank you so much.
All right, thank you. And
lots
thank you
of
for
blessings. Calling. Thanks, bye.
Thanks. Have a great night. And that was 502. And our next caller is 843. You're on the air, 843.
Hi, this is Kimberly.
Hey, Kimberly.
Hi.
Did you want a general message or
a
specific?
A general.
Okay. Kevin, are you there? We're swapping here.
I'm here.
All right. Kevin, general message.
All right. General coming up. Okay, so the first two cards that are up, the first one is the intentions card, and it's associated with the time 9:57, and that one is in reverse, and then the second one is the waiting card associated with the time 7:37. So, with the intentions card in reverse, it talks about somebody who is going to be doing something or has done something that turned out to be not exactly what they wanted it to be, and that it ended up making the situation things worse than what they had intended. If you go to the website, templeofgaia.com, and click on the 9 o'clock cards list, and then you go over to the 9:57 and look at intentions in reverse, it talks about an individual or group of people make a mistake. And that means that they're doing something that they thought was a good idea, but maybe not so much. And the description goes on further about facing away as like an individual or group sees reward in your happiness, and sometimes efforts go out of control while they are in the passion of the process. So do you reward them for trying to kill the wasp, which is the story in the image where it shows an individual who is trying to kill a bee that flew into a chandelier so no one would end up getting anaphylactic shock if they were to get stung, but instead of them killing the bee, they kill the chandelier. So do you praise the individual for killing the bee or trying to kill the bee, or do you scold them for breaking the chandelier or something? So you have a situation that's going to be coming up to where I invite you to wait to see what the outcome is for things that appear at first to be a wrongdoing. And it's like they, you know, it looks like they did something wrong, or it looks like they had bad intentions or something. I would say reserve your opinions, keep them to yourself, and wait to see how the situation evolves. But someone's going to try and do something nice for you. It's going to end up going wrong, and then they're going to be so embarrassed, really upset that it turned out the way that it had, but somehow, even though it turned out to be a bad thing in the small area that they're working in, the greater situation will be far, the area that's affected will be far better, far greater for everybody once this thing happens. It might be that that person needed to have sort of like a humbling happen, and that they aren't all that in a six-pack, if you will, and that this teaches them to be humble too.
Okay.
So with the waiting card facing you, it's basically telling you to wait to see what happens. So
That's why I was telling you to let the situation develop, okay? This person did it wrong to you because they say that they did it wrong to you, or it's evident based on someone else pointing it out, and you just say, I'm going to wait to see what happens. And that's what the waiting card facing you is talking about, and that's associated with the time 7:37.
Okay.
And that's all I have. Any questions?
No. No, not at all.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you very much for joining us.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. 843. And we got callers on the line here. Right here we have the next one. I'm actually, we're having so many, I'm starting to write them down. And 510 is next. Cause I think they came in, dropped out. 510, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing good. I just was calling to see what you could tell me about possibly my future in school.
Okay. So let me go ahead and I'm going to shuffle this one and think about it for a second. And you know what? A couple cards came out at me, so I'm going to go with them.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Basically, it seems like you're being confused by a lot of options, maybe. There's a lot on your mind. And there may be soon an interesting opportunity. I'm getting the picking card.
Okay.
The 11, and that means that there might be coming up soon an interesting opportunity to take advantage of.
Okay.
Somebody else may be presenting you with this. But it seems like, to me, there may be some options.
Okay.
And, okay. Now, at the end of this is the most important. This is what I wanted to focus on the most. And this is the card, is for whatever reason, is when it was drawing me the most out of the couple that kind of... What happened is when I was shuffling, a couple of them fell. And in our practices, we believe that if they're falling out of the deck, it means they're, like, screaming at you. So instead of finishing your whatever, if there's a proper shuffle, everybody has their own ritual, then what you do is you go with the ones that are, like, the universe is pretty much throwing them at you. And this one is the recognition card.
Oh.
And this card is definitely good news of you being recognized for your talents. So I'm seeing something very positive here.
Cool.
And the one that came before that, the one that fell out before that, is associated with the time 7:16. And that is the deja vu card in reverse.
What does that mean?
So it means you will be recognized, and somebody's going to want you to be part of their plan. So maybe this means finding an interesting scholarship, maybe an interesting, I don't know why I'm just thinking this, an interesting philanthropic angle, perhaps even, or a charitable angle. I know that sounds odd. This was just something I was getting, like a cause or something you're interested in, something that drives or draws people to you, like you go, oh, you know, if I do this, I might do that. And it's almost making me think of, like, some of the scholarships out there, like there's Native American scholarships and there's other minority scholarships. Something that's associated with causes that draw individual or groups will help you get this recognition, and maybe that's the path for going and increasing your chances for, you know, going to school where you want and such. That's what I'm getting from this.
Okay, great. Do you see anything of, like, my love life or anything?
Okay, let me just do another shuffle. I'll I will re a couple of them fell out here.
They fell again.
Okay. For your love life, I'm going to shuffle. Tell me when to stop shuffling. Shuffling now. Okay. And remember, there's really no wrong answer for this. It kind of things just happen as they do.
Oh.
Well, not bad. It looks to me the two cards that came up were one that's going to sound good. It's called the win-win card. And that one is associated with this deck with the time 5:30, and this one is in reverse, so...
Okay.
In this deck, I don't know if you're familiar with the tarot reverse means it kind of changes the quality of the card, like, but it's different with this oracle deck. And this just means that there's success on the way, and the second card being the help card. So this is showing me that, and it's just saying it naturally to me, that someone may help you with this. And what I mean by that is you may be receiving sort of a gift or a blessing. Somebody's going to, it could even be, and this is going to sound odd, it could even be like come from sort of a eureka moment or a dream, because sometimes with the help card, it's associated with like being handed a gift or a tool to make things happen, and it's a, mm-hmm. it's literally a feather coming down from heaven into the person's hand. And almost as if something's going to happen to make you go, oh, okay. And that moment could be as simple as maybe recognizing someone that's already around you,
mm-hmm.
and you have a eureka and go, well, there's already a pretty good person around me, and suddenly you start to notice them.
Mm-hmm.
It could take the form of a strange deja vu or just a powerful meeting, but that's what I'm getting. Like, it's going to be some sort of almost spiritual feeling. I know that sounds very odd when people are saying, okay, well, it's you're asking about love, but that's what I'm saying. It's like an inspired moment of help that'll happen, and you might just be sparking. Like, you could be talking to someone that you already know, and then you suddenly go, you know what? I kind of like this person. You know, it could be something of that nature.
Okay.
But some sort of connection like that, like a mental, spiritual connection is what I'm getting from that. And in fact, because I want a little more closure on that, I'm going to draw two more cards on that. Expand on that.
Okay, perfect.
And again, it's very similar because the last card on that was looking out for clues. So it's almost like the gift of the feathers falling in your hand, then you have the clues card coming in, which is like really about keeping your eyes open and something's going to open your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, I'm getting the feeling that it might be around someone you might already know. Even if it's not somebody you already know really well, but like something where you just go, oh, wow. Well, I know. You know, you ever do that thing where you suddenly look at somebody different one day? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm kind of getting the feeling it's something like that.
Could be possible. No.
You're going down a list right now.
I know. I'm already thinking, like.
Like, it would be different tomorrow. And it could have, because the next card is the repercussions card, which is, again, about it could really repercuss and keep going and going, like a chain reaction, and actually turn out to be a surprisingly good thing. So it's all positive, but it's really a lot about keeping your eyes open and looking for little gifts, visions, dreams, daydreams, kind of what I like to call like little, you know, moments of realization or eureka moments, like if somebody does something really nice and you go, you know what? You know, I do, you know, I did always kind of like that person, you know. So
yeah.
I think it's one of the things that will just catch you a little bit by surprise like that.
Okay, thank you for your help.
All right. And thank you very much for calling.
Okay.
All right.
Talk to you later.
All right, and have a good evening.
You.
Okay.
It was very good, Daniel. You were very on tonight.
Oh, thank you. And we have another caller. For a while, I had so many, I had to start writing them down. And we have 856, I believe, is the next one that's been waiting the longest. And let me click on 704 real quick. I can't remember if it was the same 704 we had earlier. So let me give a quick check. Hello, 704. Were you still just listening, or were you a new caller for a new reading?
I think I'm a new caller for a new
reading. Okay, good. You've been on the air longer than the other ones. It gives us a little timing signature, so I just wanted to make sure.
Okay.
So, yes, you're the next reading, and then after that, if we still have time, is going to be 360 and then 856. Just to let everybody know if you're there listening on the phone. And, Kevin, you'll take this one.
Or the caller can go with you, Daniel. You're really, really on tonight. Amazing.
Okay, that's fine. I can do it again. Do you want a general message or something specific?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. I got confused when you started saying all the numbers. I was like, okay.
Quite all right.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I applied for a job, and I just kind of, I'm just nervous about things.
Okay. Well, a card just popped out of the deck as I was shuffling. And I'm going to keep shuffling. And tell me when to stop this time, okay?
Stop.
Okay. All right. Instantaneously, I'm getting from this. There's a lot of, it's the Storms card reversed and the Haunted card and a few others, because one popped out and then I went with the other one afterwards, because we usually do them in twos. So let me begin to explain this a little bit, that just as you were almost like saying it, you were saying, you know, there's some nervousness, there's some fear, and there's definitely, with some of that, there's, especially with the Haunted card, that can be this aspect of being worried about things from the past, things that don't, you know, work out so well. And I've definitely been there. I'm 42 years old now, and when I was about 38 years old, I got evicted for the first time. I had a car repoed for the first time, and it was very difficult to get my confidence back. So I can definitely understand the whole, you know, if you're, you know, you think the money's not coming in, or the money that isn't good enough, you know, is coming in. And the card I'm getting at the end of this is the Pressing card, which is all about writing down ideas and keeping track of things, almost like writing a journal.
Mm-hmm.
And the interesting thing about this is that was the one that popped out of the deck, so it was kind of sideways. So I'm going to guess that that meant that it was intended to be reversed. So that's telling me that someone may soon incorporate you to help them solve a problem, you know, something that needs a solution, which means they may need an employee. And that's how I'm going to interpret that. The only reason I was pausing there for a minute is because it kind of fell out sideways, so I was debating should that go reversed or upright, and I just went ahead and went with that it's reversed. Now,
go ahead.
So there's a chance that somebody may be inquiring your services and your ideas. And again, the card right before that came out in the shuffle was the Deja Vu card, in reverse. And what does that card mean? It means being part, like deja vu, like someone's going to want to bring you in to their plans. So I definitely see, I think, it feels like 2 weeks to me, at least an open door to you may be included in someone else. Of course, being part of a group's plan could be, you know, being part of a company, being getting jobs or clients or contracts. So I do see it happening in the near future. The only thing I think that was worrying me was with the first two cards. The first one was the Storms card, and the second one was the Haunted card. And that meaning that a feeling of being overwhelmed by things of the past and just low confidence from the past is how I even interpret that. Like, but sometimes you just got to leave it, let it go, and understand that, you know, you may be incorporated to help someone take on things that they can't do. So let me wrap that up. I was rambling a bit, but to wrap it up, both the pressing card in reverse and the deja vu card in reverse that came out at the end mean being part of someone else's plans and they need your vision. So I do see something working out in the near future.
Right. Yeah, because what I applied for is called an archives assistant, but it's a very new position and they're rearranging divisions. Mm. I'm down here in Charlotte and I've applied for a job with NASCAR, but they're revamping everything of how they take care of their history and libraries and so forth.
It's funny you said archiving because the card is the pressing card and it's a picture of someone writing things down on a table like he's archiving or chronicling. And it's in reverse, so it's someone else wanting you to archive for them or to chronicle for them.
Right.
So, go ahead.
Yeah, because I was going to say, go ahead and read it kind of open because I feel like my intuition is that I may not get this position, particular position, but they may do something different with me because in the past, whenever I wanted something, a particular job or work for an organization, I never got exactly what I wanted, but I got something better that fit my skills.
Right. Yeah, I think it looks like, and that's the way the reading is playing out. What I mean by that is it's playing out in the way that it looks like something's going to work out. Somebody's going to incorporate your skills. You're going to get some kind of job out of this.
Right. And but I do, you know, like you said, you know, I've got a lot of past on my plate, so my self-esteem isn't really working at its best, and I'm a little afraid that I may sell myself short.
Yeah, and that was definitely, I was picking that up. You know, the Haunted card is to me one about being haunted by things in the past. Now, Kevin may have a slight different take on that, but that's okay. He's sort of the primary, I'm the secondary, but we both have our own way of viewing the cards. And those things will happen. They happen to me. They happen to everybody. And we just have to find ways to, you know, there's a great quote that I like. I was watching a lecture recently, and the guy said, you know, the funny thing about money is that only people believe in money.
Yeah.
Money is pretty much just all about people. And the other beings in the universe and the multiverse and the animals and the plants and all, they don't really trade in money. So we attach our egos. We attach our self-esteems to it. We attach as well as to many other things. And so when we talk about making money, when we talk about career, it's pretty much just about selling ourselves. So the better chance we walk into that interview or to whatever that situation is, whether it's a client, whether it's anything, the more we are just confident within ourselves, the better chance that flow of money can potentially happen because they're basically buying you. You know, they're basically buying, wow, I like this person. There's other people that can do this. There's other people that can wire a house just like I do. I'm also an electrician, in case you're wondering. There's other people that can you know, there's other people that can read tarot. There's other people that can play guitar. I also play guitar. But why are they listening to you? Why are they getting a reading from you? Why are they letting you wire their house? It's because you sold yourself to them. So
Right. Remember
to try to be powerful within yourself and keep your confidence. Even it's not easy. It's the hardest thing to do, I know, especially when money's involved and you feel like you're losing it. But it's you're trading in people more than you are in money in a strange way. You know, so it's about.
That's what I'm thinking too. Is that I'm a little worried about whether or not I'll fit in well with everyone. Because that's really more while I'm always got money in the back of my mind, I'm trying to find a home.
It's back. You know, just have your confidence. Know that you're powerful. Know that you can be good. You know, with people, and just don't let past office failures or whatever it is, keep you down. I've gone through a lot of that pettiness recently myself.
Well, I'm kind of hoping that I find a home here and settle in. I think that's more my goal because I've been training for a long time, been in school forever, and it's like I'm starting to fry, and I just want.
That's another thing the press card speaks to is to. Learning and scholarship and writing things down and study and all of that. So I have a feeling it's going to work out like somebody is finally seeing the things you've been working on, the things you've been studying. And then after that, it's up to you. You got to keep your confidence up. I was definitely seeing a thing about make sure you keep your confidence up. I was getting a low confidence vibe from that. So just, I know that's not the easiest thing. It's easy to say, right? But
yeah, I know.
Whatever rituals that allow you to do that and the things that you think you're good at and the things that make you feel good and make you feel good about yourself, it's good to just continue to focus on that. And people will become drawn to it.
Right.
And then it becomes easier then to make a home out of a place because they're drawn to this person they want to be around because you build from within and make yourself a powerful force.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Okay.
Yes.
So remember, keeping it up, keeping the self-esteem up. Don't let the world tell you you're not any good. They'll always try to do that. It's set up that way. Remember that.
Yeah.
I can do 5 million things and the world tries to tell me I'm a bum every day. But, and you're the same way. It's the same thing for all of us.
Right. But, and I guess I should ask because, this is like boyfriend thing. With this job, is this job going to be like a good relationship for me, or is this just another skill building exercise for me? Because I always learn.
Well, I'll draw another one as you can hear. Goob, what do you think about that? My cat walked in and was barking. Okay, and this card actually came up once earlier tonight. This is kind of interesting because, again, we have the recognition card, which means there's a lot of potential here for you to be heard properly and for your skills to be seen properly. But again, the next card is 401, which is about clearing out debris, clearing out things that make you feel bad. And I think that's what's getting down to the heart of a lot of this. Back to that again. The debris card is kind of literally how it sounds. You're dumping stuff in the trash and the picture of the card. There's a real potential for your talent to be seen here. The recognition card is one of the best cards in this deck for your talent to be recognized.
Cool.
But don't bring that debris with you. Throw that away before you bring it in, to the office or in the situation.
Okay. I know you have a lot of other people you should read for, but can you recommend a clearing exercise just?
What I can do is I have a great way for that, and that would involve maybe, if it's okay with you, a private message. You can email me if you write this down.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm already on your Facebook.
Oh, okay.
How about that?
Well, yeah, if you comment me, Dan Michael, is that the name you have on Facebook?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, that's great. Yeah, if we do that privately, I'll get you a good message for that.
Okay, thank you so much.
And Darren Bucaire is really good at that. And he'd be good. He does our Sunday show, and he talks a lot about clearing, cleaning, chakra balancing, and stuff like that. So he's really good at stuff like that. And
cool.
I will, you know, I have my own methods too. So I will kind of wrap a couple of them up together and send them to you and see what you think. Like, what's the best one and fits for you?
Oh, cool.
So just remember to contact me so I don't forget, because I get like lots of little emails and stuff.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So be sure to contact me on Facebook, and we'll work it out. Okay.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you.
All right, and thank you very much. Okay, 704, the microphone is going off. Okay. All right, and someone here has been on for... And Kevin, are you still there?
I am.
Okay, I'm going to let you take this one.
Okay.
It's 360. I got to run and take a quick water break here. We have about 3 minutes and 33 seconds left. 360, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Lori calling.
Hi, are you okay?
Hi. Oh, I'm just a little upset.
What's going on?
with my friend Bill.
Yeah.
He calls me up and goes, like, he moved to Colorado and he's coming back into town after like 8 more months, and he says he can only spend like a night, you know, like come spend the night with me and then go the next day. And I just think that's rude.
Is he in the military?
No.
Does he work for the defense people, like Homeland Security or anything?
No.
Okay.
He's just a bum.
But you love him, right?
Yeah.
How are you addicted to him? What is it that he does that makes you feel so drawn to him? There are some people in our lives that are like crack to us, where it's so wonderful that we just like take it in, and then we're recovering with a hangover, and it's like, oh my God, why do I do that? And then after about 3 weeks of recovery, you're feeling a little clearer again. It's like, well, maybe it wasn't so bad after all. And then you go through the same crap again.
Yeah.
That, you know, it can have a strong association with what I refer to as you know, planning for failure, to where you know it's going to fail, but that point up into where it fails is so fantastic that maybe you don't care that it fails again, because, you know, you're living for that one day.
Right.
All of your life.
Yeah.
Now, if you were climbing Mount Everest, I can see that one day being significant for you, but it seems like your mountain is a little different.
Yeah.
And as you've known this guy, so you will continue to know him.
Yeah.
And know the pain and the joy that's associated with him. The bear knows how wonderful the honey is, but they have to endure the pain and the sting of the bee to get to the sweetness. So are you the bear? Is he the honey?
Yeah.
And what is the sting that he has that you're willing to put up with? Right?
I keep thinking that he's going to, you know, like not lie and care, you know, like I can't believe that. It's just hard to... believe that, like when I was upset and told him that he has to, you know, change whatever reservations he's got to make a couple days at least, and he just started laughing, which I thought, I mean, is that laugh what I thought it was, that diabolical?
I would say that if he tells you that he either got arrested or got pulled over or is working through a DUI or something, that your time with him should be shortened. And that, you know, even though he's a wonderful addiction, you know, as addictions go, they can be life-threatening. You know, that you end up stuck in some pit somewhere of misery. And the thing is that you have to graduate from him. You have to find a way to evolve away from him, because the passion and the energy and the magnetism that you feel connected to this person,
yeah,
connects you to a past life experience that might go to three separate past lives that you lived with this guy, and here's your chance to be strong again and work your way past him, where the last lives, maybe not so much. He could have been a warrior on the battlefield, and you were his enemy, and vice versa, and that he vanquished you. So now here's your chance to beat him at his game, walk away, have the strength to know that you don't have to put up with this anymore, and that there is more life to live beyond this box that you are a prisoner of.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Well, that was an awesome reading.
You're welcome. And the thing is, you know, just watch for, I would say watch for the yellow bug, yellow Volkswagen Beetle. And whenever,
yeah,
you see that go by or on the TV or in a magazine or something, that I've been telling people for about 10 or 15 years that I've defined it as a symbol that everything is going to be okay. Instead of it being a slug bug, it's a hug bug. So when you see the yellow bug, and I also have some friends who write for primetime television out in Hollywood, and they got a hold of me about a year or so ago, and they said, Kevin, we can't pay you, but we've written your yellow bug story into the TV series Grimm and also Once Upon a Time. So
Grimm.
I don't know if you watch those TV shows,
yeah,
but they put the yellow bug out there also. And the people who are in those shows that are driving the yellow bugs are the hero or the heroine, the heroine. You know, there's a lady that drives it, and there's a guy that drives it in the other one for Grimm. So the story
Grimm
of the yellow bug is starting to propagate through the universe, that whenever you see the yellow bug is a hug bug, and it's telling you to not worry and that everything is going to be just fine and to move on thinking about something else.
And I'd like to add a little something, Kevin.
Sure.
Is that I was getting this both as through a card and through just a vibration as well, that I'm also seeing myself, and of course the one card I picked up was the curb card, and whenever you're talking about breaking up with a boyfriend, that's always a just kind of one of those cards that, you know, kick them to the curb, right? But I got something else I thought was interesting, and that is that I have a feeling that one thing that will help you out dramatically, you know, this is going to sound odd, and it's going to sound like oddball advice to you at first, perhaps, is to focus on something higher than humanness. Because I got, like, I was just dealing with my cat, and I had my tarot deck over there, so I had both a Horizon Oracle card and a tarot card, and it was a major arcana card also about spirituality and wishes and dreams, and I'm thinking that it could be time that you may be discovering, even though you might be thinking I'm crazy for saying this right now, but maybe like discovering some sort of new kind of faith or a new kind of spiritual thing or a spiritual practice or just an interest in it. And this may help you get over the sort of earthiness of the relationship thing, like sort of a, you know, a high priestess energy, a high priestess magic, a high priestess dignity, that knowing that we aren't just physical beings and knowing that we aren't just made up of this, you know, flesh and everything, and that you can, whatever that is, I'm very universal. So whatever that path is, whether it be, you know, Buddhist or Hindu or pagan or Christian or whatever it is, I feel like for some reason I was just getting the impression that maybe this would be an interesting time for you to explore a spiritual path as part of a recovery from this person.
Yeah, I think so too.
So I hope you feel better. You definitely, you know, sound like
you've
been through it a little bit.
Yeah, it's just like one thing after another. It just keeps happening.
Yep, I agree with Daniel. Going down a spiritual path, it could be that this is your...
a catalyst.
Yeah.
Like a high priestess in the star. I mean, that's pretty big. And on Kevin's deck, I believe it was the one that popped out that involved past lives. And it was just like, okay, as I was messing with my cat and messing with my... as you could hear him walking in here. I picked up the tarot cards and the one that was what came out, and then Kevin's cards, I picked them up just to get a backup, and it was involving things that are deeply spiritual. All of the cards were like highly spiritual cards. So I'm thinking maybe this could be actually a catalyst for you to, whether you stay with it or not, but it may be a great healing or a great help to take an interest. It could be any kind of spiritual path. It could be Wicca. It could be witchcraft. It could be Christian. It could be pagan. It could be Hindu. But it's like, I was getting this impression that for you to be drawn towards some sort of search spiritually or just independent new age, whatever it is, but some sort of search, some sort of thing to let you know, to remind you that we, you know, there's something more than just all of this that goes on and feels so important on the physical plane and totally understandably so.
Yeah.
And you have my, you know, heart. I feel for you. You know, we've been there. Kevin and I have both been there. We've all been in relationships with people and with people that aren't always in your best interest, of course. And I wish you the best.
Thank you. Thank you for the reading. I think I, you know, have a grip now.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for calling.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
And I hope you feel better. Remember,
I will.
Be strong. Be strong within yourself. This person, in months, in a year, it'll be a memory, and you'll be going, oh, gosh, I remember when I was upset about this.
Yeah, remember that, that's usually what happens.
Time does
do. Okay. Thank you.
All right, good night. Okay, Kevin.
Yep.
Well, we've extended our time. We've gone over our time.
Uh-oh.
And we do have a few more calls, even though I admit I'm getting a little exhausted. But I'll go ahead and I'll take 505. You're on the air, 505.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you doing?
Doing well. And do you want a general message or something specific question?
Well, I'm sort of interested in something specific. I've been having a lot of trouble with my finances for the last 6 years, and I've been trying everything imaginable to figure out what the reason for it is. And one of the things that's come into my mind is maybe it might have to do something with soul contracts, but I thought I'd gotten rid of any soul contracts, and I'm still struggling with finding out, and I'm in a position right now that is, I don't even know how to explain it, where I'm going to end up not having a place to live or anything if something doesn't straighten out pretty soon. It's really weird because I was actually looking for another program and I saw yours and I was drawn to it and I was like, oh, I want to go see what this is. And I was listening to your last call and it sounded very interesting. So I wanted to know if maybe there was a way to get some insight into what the reason for this financial situation that I'm going through is.
Okay. I'm getting something that's very much in what you're talking about. I see that you may be getting bad information.
Okay.
Also, the next card is associated with the time 144, and that's the dream card, with a card of delay, and getting delay. However, there's some hope on the end of this associated with the time 947 is the tracks card, but the tracks card in this case is reversed. And it is a card of when I'm looking at all the other ones in relationship with it, so just give me a second, I was staring at that tracks card is a very blue collar card, which shows, I mean, to me, Kevin might describe it differently. I describe it my way, he does his, though they'll be similar. And when it's in reverse, it has that same quality of things moving slow. It's very blue collar. You're laying down tracks. You feel like you're doing the right thing. And new resources may be coming in the near future to help you with this. But it's still very blue-collar-like in a way. It's not exactly, you know, knight in shiny armor kind of stuff, but there's help on the way.
Okay.
It could be something. There were things delaying things. There were things in the way, as laying tracks are a slow process. It's a very slow process. You know, if you've ever seen anybody actually doing something of that nature. But in the reverse, that means how others are related to the card. And so that means to me that someone is going to come to actually help you start laying these tracks and help this pathway unfold. Now, as far as the time period is concerned with that, I'm going to go ahead and draw. It is still going to take a little while. However, though, it is going to happen and help is on the way. Both readings were kind of the same. What's getting in the way? I was getting it because of the distortions card. I was getting the idea of bad information, bad things being shared, perhaps even through information. A lot of busyness in almost as if, like, you know how when you're involved with something and you feel like you're taking all the risks and chances, and, you know, it never seems quite as important to some of those around you, I guess.
Yeah.
To wrap that up, what I mean by that is it just feels like you're doing the right thing, but I'm getting a slow grind from this. It's very blue collar. It's very, it helps on the way in a few months.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin, I'm curious of what you think about that with the ending card being the tracks in reverse.
It's almost like the tracks card is a message about people and groups building things that are not in existence.
So it's a little bit, that's why I was saying, that's why I got it. It's earthy. The tracks I view as very blue collar and like it's hard work and a little slow, but still, yes, positive and happening.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
And I want to draw one. Let me just ask myself this time. What's really getting in the way? What can we do about this? I'll draw one card. Okay. The card, Kevin, is associated with the time 833. and it's the houses card, and it's the houses card in reverse. And
well, that means that there's a house being built by someone else that's going to be helpful to her.
Yes. So it's a lot. You notice how blue-collar this reading sounds. We're talking about laying down railroad tracks and houses. These are processes. These are slow. And I also, because we said tarot and oracle, I also pulled a tarot card for it, and it was a pentacle card, which is or a coin card, which is, again, of earth, which is slow integrated wisdom. So all of them are about building things in the earth, putting things into the earth. Something's on its way. It's just taking longer than you want. They're in motion, but it's just and also, I got Kevin from the distortions card. I think sometimes that means bad communication or bad information. Sometimes it's just the feeling I was getting from that. And so some things behind the scenes not going well because of bad or inefficiency, bad information, distortion. This isn't a negative reading. It's just one of those longer-than-you-like kind of readings, if you know what I mean.
Give it a time on it, and then she can go look it up on the website, too, to get a little more info.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Well, I appreciate
that.
33
is that card. Okay. So
the
festivity, just a little bit slow, you know, is all we're saying.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
All right, and thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye. And Kevin, I'll let you take the next one, and the next one is 850.
Go ahead.
850, you are on the air.
Yes, hi, my name is Debbie.
Hello, Debbie. Now, that sounds, I won't go into that because I don't want to reveal it to you. Okay. I lived in an area of the country where I had that same area code once.
Lucky you. I guess I just wanted to see what you saw in your cards for me.
Okay. Kevin?
A lot of things in the last 2 years, still going through a lot of them. And if my voice is bad, I'm sorry. I had neck surgery last week, so I'm in a neck brace for right now.
No, you're fine.
So what part of your neck did you have surgery?
I had a vertebrae that was moving forward, pressing on the spinal column from an accident long time ago when a windshield came down on my head.
Okay. Well, I can tell you that that's connected to a past life experience that killed you in the life before this one.
Well, I'll tell you, after having an 18-wheeler drive over the top of your car, it almost did me in this time, too. That's funny. And I'm also a Taurus, which also, I think, believe the area of the body is the neck that goes along with being a Taurus.
Yes, that we all live lives through the zodiac, that we come in living as an Aries and then as a Taurus.
Mm-hmm.
So you can also, you know, have past lives that are associated with aquatic life and life during the Jurassic as well. What dinosaurs are you attracted to? Like, what was your favorite one as a kid?
Let's see.
Caught you off guard a little bit. I'm sorry, but sometimes the things that we collect that are related to a period in the history?
Yeah, I wasn't really into dinosaurs all that much when I was a kid. I did watch Tarzan a lot.
All right, well, so I'm just saying, because of the neck situation, what that did was it adjusted your perspective on what you can look at quickly. And I'm seeing that you had something that had like an aquatic, you know, being a fish or living in the water, but also, you know, because the tractor trailer ran over you, I would say that you were a fish that hung out at the bottom of the ocean and that you helped the other fish clean up their lives. Is that what you're doing in this life, is that you're helping people with their life and getting themselves back on their feet and that kind of thing?
I guess it kind of seems that way. It seems like a lot of people are attracted to me for things like that. And I do love the ocean, by the way. I prefer it much more over a swimming pool any day.
Yeah, if you look at, you know, your neck situation, it has sort of forced you to become, your neck and your head to become immobile, and that your entire body has to move. So it's the same as a non-articulating fish. You see what I'm saying? Like a tuna, or maybe a crappie, or a bass or something. For you to live your life right now until you come through recovery, is that your entire body has to be in harmony with everything that you look at. That's what's happening. That's why you've had that accident. The universe, you know, God bless you and bless your heart, is accelerating your learning in a very quick manner. Now, there are some people who lose their lives as a part of living the life here with us, and they, as a part of their crossing, teach us appreciation for what is now no longer there. So you are a champion.
Well, that's good. I had this particular accident many years ago, and it's just been something that they've been, I started to have neck problems and back problems because of it, and you know, when they asked me, I'm like, oh, I knew immediately what it was that, you know, it had happened to me, and that didn't surprise me at all that all these years later that this, it just came down to the point I had to have it fixed.
Was it, you know, I can't tell ages, but was it maybe about 30 years ago that happened?
Absolutely. That's just almost exactly when it was ago.
Okay. I see what's happening for you is this is what's called your Saturn return, but you're in the second Saturn return, and you can go and Google that later.
Okay.
But you are in a cycle of a second cycle, because our first cycle is the first 30 years of our life, basically. But it doesn't mean that had to happen when you were 30.
Right.
I'm just saying that you are in a Saturn return of some stage. And that
it must be a big one, because pretty much everything in my life is changing. I'm, after a very long marriage, getting a divorce. I had children late in life. Both of them will be leaving, going off. My home is up for sale. I mean, virtually everything in my life is changing.
Congratulations.
I guess. I'm not real sure yet. But I mean, I'm getting better with it. For a while, it felt like somebody just pulled the rug out underneath me. And some days it's an exciting idea that it's completely starting over.
That's right.
Well, the mission statement for Main Street Universe is, what are you doing now that you're living life beyond the cube or the box, and that you are now out of a box? Take your skills and your abilities that you acquired during that time and put them into the new age that is you.
Well, that's true, because I used to work in the medical field, I think, but for the last probably 10 years, I became a Reiki master. I've done, I'm an advanced pranic crystal healer.
Right.
I take Tai Chi. I started watercolor painting.
There you go.
And a little bit of yoga, but not too much because of the neck. And I go to lots of meditation groups.
Yeah. I do Qigong myself.
Mm-hmm. I know, I have a friend that does that. So, yeah, I guess it's all, I guess I've been trying to see where it's really going. I mean, to tell you the truth, right now I'm, until my kids leave, paying a lot of attention to them and trying to take care of myself right now, because I've really needed to do that. It's been an emotional journey.
Well, I would say get yourself one of those dream boards or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But this is like a post-dream. Go ahead and grab a pic out of a magazine or something related to each event that's transitioning for you, so you can sort of like build like one of those crime scene collages, if you know what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
To get the clues.
So I can put the things that are leaving out of my life. Can I make a second one for things that I'm dreaming of?
Absolutely.
Yes.
That's the girl that actually taught me Reiki. She used to do dream boards all the time, but I never could get to any of her classes, but I heard everybody really liked them.
In fact, the things that you want to leave, some people recommend that you write them on a piece of paper and burn them, send them back. That can work both ways. Things that you want, you can burn, because you can say, oh, I'm sending it to the air, and the air will bring it back. Or you can just say, I'm sending it away. It's all in the intention. All these techniques have a lot to do with what you intend for them. So you can do a dream board for what you, or like Kevin said, that kind of thing for what you don't want, and you can do one for what you want. But the one that you want, that's the one you want hanging on your wall.
That's
that
great.
You look at every day, every morning, or whatever, every evening.
That's a good idea. I should probably make one of those. Are there any cards that you see that are, you pull for me at all and see anything in the future?
The first card that I drew for you was the satellites card, and it's associated with the time 844, and that's facing you, and that you can go back to my website later and look at that. But satellites, 844, facing you, talks about how what you're doing is creating ripples that affect all the people that are around you. And the people that are around us, I refer to those as the satellites, because everybody has a specific gravity that
right.
influences our lives. It's almost like they are part of the planetary system that's in our life. You know,
mm-hmm.
you got your, you know, your romantic partner, you got your family, you got your close friends that you work with, that kind of thing. All of those people create a gravity that affects your life. And that's what the satellites card is really inviting you to look at. What are the magnetisms and the gravities that are being created by the people that are in your life? Are they repelling? Are they, you know, attracting? And then the second card is the facing away card, and it's sharing is the title for this one, and it's associated with the time 616. And it shows someone holding a tray of glasses, trying to have them ready for someone who is at some distance away from them. And the description for the sharing in reverse is another is reaching out to you over a long distance away. So another person, another group situation is
might
reaching
be.
Out. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, yeah, it might be something surprising from a distance, something interesting, you know, because now we live in the age of information, right? Internet, maybe meet somebody fascinating or whatever it is to work on.
And then the further description for facing away of the sharing card is a group or individual wants you to come visit them. Getting away could do you some good.
Right.
Definitely. I actually would love to have a vacation right now, as soon as I can drive again.
Yes. Well, we're coming down to it. We do have to exit here. I want to thank you very much for calling. I'm very glad you called Main Street Universe this evening.
Thank you. And could I ask you, at the very beginning, you said there was something that I could look at on your site. You mentioned something, and I can't remember it now.
I guess just my – you can just go and look at templeofgaia.com. Maybe that will help you remember. I don't remember.
Templeofgaia.com.
Thank you very much. Have a nice evening.
All right.
Take care.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Daniel.
All right, everybody, and thank you all for joining us. Thank you, Kevin. And for everybody in the chat room, for whatever reason, my chat room typing stopped working at some point. So I wanted to say thank you to everyone listening. And this is a song actually from me, and this one's called The Lake. Remember that the mysteries and possibilities of the universe are closer to Main Street than you may have ever imagined.
I touch the sun, but I can't reach it. My vision was taken away. I fear I'll sink. now he's unaware of his pain. When he returns, he will be happy, his thoughts will be with him again. And sometimes he fears he'll sing, and the song he hears makes him think of you. Just took its place. When I return, I will be happy, I won't have to do this again. And sometimes I fear I'll sing, and the song